Okay, let's unpack this. Right now, the machines used to build our electrical grid are actually selling significantly faster than the grid itself is growing.
Which is pretty wild to think about.
It really is. So welcome to today's deep dive. We are sorting through a stack of market reports on this totally invisible industry that literally powers the modern world. We are talking about busbar processing machines.
Yeah, it really is an invisible sector to most of us. I mean, when you think of electricity, you probably picture the grid, right? Or maybe
Totally.
just a wall outlet.
Right, exactly.
You definitely don't picture massive, solid metal bars, the bus bars, handling all the heavy current inside data centers or substations, let alone the heavy machinery required to cut, punch and bend all that metal.
But those machines are at the center of a very strange statistical gap in the data we're looking at today,
They are.
because the market for busbar machines is growing at a 7.5% annual growth rate. But the actual volume of busbars being used, like the downstream market, is only growing around 5%.
Yeah, it's a huge discrepancy.
Right. So, I mean, is this like everyone suddenly buying their own commercial ovens instead of just buying more bread from the bakery?
Well, what's fascinating here is that is exactly what is happening. Historically, a lot of electrical panel manufacturers would subcontract this heavy metal work.
Makes sense.
But right now, subcontract lead times are severely delaying overall panel deliveries. The manufacturers are just under immense pressure to hit their dates.
So they are essentially forced to control their own supply chain just to survive delivery deadlines, rather than reacting to a sudden spike in raw volume.
Right. More individual shops are buying their own machines just to secure their timelines.
Okay, but if all these shops are scrambling to bring work in-house, what is driving all these new electrical panel orders in the first place? I mean, the standard power grid is growing, but it's pretty steady.
Well, the grid is just the baseline. The real explosion is happening in data centers. Data center bus bar demand is booming at a 14% annual growth rate.
Wow, 14%.
Yeah, and the AI segment within that is growing at nearly 19%.
Wait, let me challenge that for a second. Don't data centers just use standard flexible electrical cables? Why the sudden need for massive, rigid metal bars?
It comes down to the laws of physics, honestly. The power density in modern server racks, especially for AI, is rising so fast that traditional cable distribution is becoming physically impractical.
Like trying to force a fire hose volume of water through a tangled bundle of garden hoses? I mean, eventually they just burst or melt. You need one solid pipe.
Exactly. You literally cannot fit enough thick cables into the space required to safely deliver that much power. So solid metal bars are now mandatory.
And regionally, this demand looks pretty interesting too.
It is heavily concentrated. Asia Pacific completely dominates the sheer volume of this market, mostly due to existing manufacturing capacity. But if you look at Latin America, they actually have the fastest growth rate globally.
Even though they're starting from a much smaller base. Wait, why is Latin America growing so fast right now?
It's driven by urgent grid modernization. They are replacing decades-old infrastructures specifically to handle volatile new renewable energy inputs, and that requires entirely new substations and, by extension, a massive amount of new bus bars.
Here's where it gets really interesting. Because everyone is scrambling to buy these machines in-house, the market data tracking this industry has gone completely haywire.
Oh, completely.
Looking across these reports, they entirely contradict each other. Estimates for the machine market swing wildly from $500 million all the way up to $1.5 billion. Why such a massive gap?
It's mostly about scope definitions. Like, are you counting a simple portable bending machine, or are you including fully automated CNC processing lines?
And CNC just means they are computer-controlled machines that remove the nod for manual labor, right?
Correct. There is a huge shift happening right now where buyers are upgrading to these very expensive CNC lines. That artificially inflates the market's total dollar value, even if they aren't necessarily buying more physical units.
And digging into the sources, we found an even wilder reason for the discrepancies. Some report sellers literally copy-paste identical stats. We found that $1.5 billion figure and the 7.5% growth rate applied to completely unrelated industries by the same publisher.
Which is exactly why you have to look at the underlying mechanisms, not just the headline numbers.
Yeah.
The takeaway here is to trust that 7.5% growth trend because the behavioral shift to in-house manufacturing is demonstrably real, but heavily question the absolute dollar totals.
This is exactly why, if you are trying to understand copper demand or AI infrastructure buildouts, you might be looking at the wrong data points. Tracking physical equipment orders often reveals market truths that standard material volume reports just completely miss.
Absolutely. If you only looked at the volume of raw copper and aluminum moving around, you would completely miss the fact that an entire industry is restructuring its factory floors just to guarantee they can deliver on time.
It's the invisible machinery scrambling to keep up with the invisible power grid, which leaves you with a final question to ponder. If AI power density is already forcing a physical shift from flexible cables to rigid, solid metal bars just to keep the lights on, what other basic building blocks of our infrastructure are about to hit their absolute physical limits?